Psst. We bought that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
The line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna crack.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah,
So we low from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Taco Tuesday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation, thank you for joining me this March 18th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, look, I'm going to tell you this. We've been going all month. We've been keeping it hot with the self-care now. And I've been, this month, it's hard for me to believe, but I went this whole month so far with no sugar. No sugar, no starch, you know, no pasta, no, just straight drinking water, avoiding the sugars, avoiding the starches, and that's how I was going to start my self-care journey. Not only that, I've been meditating, trying to, you know, keep my emotional balance. And that's important because this is what I want to talk about today. Emotional balance. Some of y'all is emotionally imbalanced. And at one point I was too, you know, so it's not, we all on this journey together. We all on this journey together. We all working on ourselves. But emotional balance, we got to talk about that. A lot of times we don't think about certain things as far as health, as far as trying to improve ourselves. But I want to speak on emotional balance, the ability to maintain a stable state of mind where positive and negative emotions coexist without overwhelming each other, managing and regulating your emotions effectively, being aware of feelings, understanding them, and expressing them appropriately. Expressing how you feel appropriately. Some of y'all reckless with the emotional imbalance. Just because you have a right to feel a certain type of way, don't give you the right to act out a certain way, crash out. And we got to work on our emotional balance, the ability to experience the full spectrum of emotions without being overwhelmed or reacting impulsively. And this helps promote physical health and personal well-being. Now, I'll say this. I remember when I used to get upset when I was a kid. I used to, you know, you would have had to put up them dukes. You know, we was taught to fight our way out of our emotions. Like, if you cross me, I'm finna check you. I gotta check you. DJ, what you say, DJ Brother Z? I gotta check you now. You know what I mean? And sometimes people, their emotions are one-sided. So when they're approaching people with that much energy, you forget that they could do something too. You think that, okay, you finna do something to somebody and they not gonna retaliate back. And sometimes you may wanna fight, they might wanna get the pew pew out. You know what I mean? That don't mean that they gotta approach it the way you trying to approach it. So now you got this gray area because you acted emotionally imbalanced to where now you may can put yourself in a situation in a life or death situation off of your emotions. Or put somebody else in a life and death situation off of your emotion. That's why you got to practice emotional balance. And you have a right to feel angry.
That's not what I'm saying. You could be upset. It's just how you deliver the energy where you got to work on it. Do you approach people with this energy and do you try to be destructive? Do you approach people with the energy and try to be constructive? Or do you just leave it alone? You gotta manage your energy. You gotta say, okay, now I'm at the point where I can just remove myself. I'm just gone. I'm not finna get tangled up because I got a bad temper. I know I was, you know, when I was younger, I used to have a lot of fights on the block. I had a lot of fights. I used to, you know, act out. I always sitting in the principal office. That was Tory Lowe. A lot of y'all think I had a great upbringing. No, I came out the mud. I got it out the mud. Extreme poverty. You know, I had to deal with the elements of extreme poverty. The low self-esteem. I had to work my way up. So what I'm saying is we got to practice a lot of things that, you know, we don't think about. Our emotional balance. Are we balanced emotionally to make sure that we have the ability to not be overwhelmed and act impulsively, out of impulse? First thought, I want to slap this person. Or first thought, oh, you messing with the right one. You got the right one, like Ray Charles. You know how y'all be talking. You got the right one now. What did that mean? Okay, well, now you're putting yourself in a situation where you may have to, you know what I mean? See about somebody, DJ Brothers. and you probably had a whole day planned. You probably had somewhere to go. You probably had things to do, but when you don't have the emotional balance to kind of steer you away from extremely negative situations, you're ruining your whole day. You're ruining your whole day by overacting impulsively on certain ideas. Now, I'm not talking about if somebody come and offend your family. I'm not talking about self-defense. I understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. I'm not talking about when people are threatening you and you have to use your self-defense tactics. I'm not talking about self-defense or defending your friends and family at a certain point. Because at a certain point, that has to take place in certain situations. I'm not talking about your right to defend yourself. I'm talking about emotional balance where you're around your family. And when y'all having discussions or you're angry and upset with something and you start throwing a tantrum. Severe mood swings. Unnecessary drama. That's what I'm talking about. And a lot of y'all like to overdo it. Y'all like to take it to the extreme because this is just who y'all is. Y'all about that. And y'all wear it like a badge of honor. But really, it's trash. Really, that attitude is trash. Because you're causing other people to react negatively in your close circles and in your friends and in your family. Because you got an attitude. You the one with the attitude problem. What I call it, the stank. You walking around with the stank. With the stank attitude all day. Ready. Emotionally imbalanced. But I'm going to give y'all some tips before we run the break on how to stay emotionally balanced. I got some notes here. I got some notes. And this is the importance of staying emotionally balanced and making sure that you don't overdo, overact, oversay, overtalk. It's some self-care ideas in this. To stay emotional, have emotional balance. It reduces stress and anxiety. It reduces the stress and anxiety. Emotional balance helps you manage stress and anxiety, leading to more peaceful and calm state of mind. Yeah, they may be trying to trigger you, but let's say you walk away. Now you look, it's less stressful. If you engage, your blood pressure go up. Now you got high blood pressure. My blood pressure went up. You made my blood pressure go up. You can just leave. You got the right to remove yourself. You don't have to stand there and talk and get into it and run your blood pressure up. You can leave. You got a right to walk away. It also improves relationships. When you're emotionally balanced, you're better equipped to navigate relationships, communicate effectively, and maintain healthy boundaries. Listen to what I'm saying. Healthy boundaries meaning, okay, I respect you, you respect me. We don't have to agree. I don't even have to like what you like. I don't even have to believe in nothing you believe in. Healthy boundaries. And that don't mean we got to argue. That don't mean I got to dislike you. Emotional balance. That's what that is. We could be cool irregardless of how you feel and believe and how I feel and believe. We could treat each other with respect. Emotional balance. And I'm going to read this last one. It boosts creativity and productivity. That's what you want. That's what you want. You want it to boost your creativity and productivity, having emotional balance. Emotional balance can help you tap into your creative potential and think more clearly and stay focused, leading to increased productivity and even innovation. Because you're looking at it in a way where you're trying to resolve, not attack. A lot of y'all trying to attack. Y'all listening to fight. Y'all not listening to try to resolve. A lot of y'all on defense mode, walking around here in defense mode. Anytime somebody say something, y'all take it as a problem, or y'all feel some type of way, and that's emotional imbalance. You off balance. We're going to have to get you back centered. Look, we're going to work on it. And we're going to work on it together. Hey, we all works in progress. Atlanta Banana said, if you lead a situation, it doesn't mean you're a punk. Yeah, it doesn't mean you. Look, let me tell you something. You're even a better person from walking away. A lot of times they tell you, you walked away. You know, the instigator, you got to stand there and stick out your chest and fight. The instigator, the one taking bets on the side. DJ Brother Z. The instigator tell, "Oh, you weak," because he want to see a fight. They want to see the drama. The instigator don't exist if you walk away. People who instigate need y'all to engage. People who love the drama need people to engage. They need the emotional imbalance. But when you have emotional stability, you calculate this situation ain't even worth it. Matter of fact, maybe it's a teachable moment. Maybe this is something we can use as a teachable moment. Ooh, emotional intelligence. I'm going to have to talk about that. See, that's powerful. What they say on the street, don't let nobody trick you out your spot. They'll trick. If you're emotionally imbalanced, you're going to get tricked out your spot. Because somebody's going to be like, you emotional. Watch this. Let me show you I can control this person because they're emotional. They run off their emotions. I'm going to go and ruin your day by just doing something little and you're going to freak out. Playing with you. Playing with your emotions. Hey. All right, look, self-care. March is self-care. It's March 18th. We working on it, Truth Nation. We is working on it. When we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Kind, get it from a brother. She think from the front, natural joint. Get it from a mother.
That's a bad play. Red, but long hair. That's a bad play. White teeth, French tip now. That's a bad play. Only listen when you paying the bills. That's a bad play.
Middle finger to my haters. Are you
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. The Democratic Party's favorability rating among Americans stands at a record low, according to a new CNN poll. This is bringing up frustration. They saying that it's frustration in the camp. I'm seeing a whole slew of people weighing in on this. They weighing in on this, and we got a kind of a collage of different ideas going on with the Democrat approval rating. Trump soars as Democrats fall in the ratings. Hey, this ain't even Tory Lowe saying it. I already said what I had to say about all this over a year and a half ago, way ahead of time. But here we go. Everything I said is coming to pass. Let's listen.
Finding 55% of Americans have a negative view of the Democrats, and CNN is echoing that with 54% viewing the party unfavorably. But it looks like President Trump has found the pot of gold. 47 is hitting his highest approval that he's ever had as commander in chief. And he's got more Americans than ever saying that the country is headed in the right direction.
Of all the mood of the country, that we ask folks, is it on the right direction or the wrong direction? That 44% you say right direction, that's up since November. And if that doesn't seem like a lot, the last time it cracked 40%, you got to go back to 2012. The last time it actually hit 44 or higher, January of 2004.
You know, Dems suck at messaging because they never talking about nothing and they do nothing.
The idea that Chuck Schumer is the only one that's got a brain in the room and the only one that can think through all of the pros and cons is absolutely ridiculous.
I've never seen this level of volcanic anger at a Democrat ever. I think Chuck Schumer has radically misread the room.
And I'm pissed. 10 Democrats that voted with the Republicans can say, to appease somebody like me, I'm about to change my registration to independent.
The Democrats really have no way of addressing. They're not realizing the Republicans are addressing a problem. I mean, whether you like it or not, Social Security is going to go bankrupt in a few years. The deficit is a problem. It's 7.2% of all our revenue. These have to be addressed. It's an emergency five-alarm fire. So what the Republicans are doing is saying, okay, this is how we're doing it. This is how we're doing it.
Hey, all right. Well, Wisconsin Democrats expressed frustration with President Trump and their party at a town hall. This is at a recent town hall. Frustrated and furious voters packed a town hall over the weekend in West Allis, Wisconsin, for Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore. We got some TMJ footage of this. Let's listen.
Frustrated and furious, voters packed a town hall over the weekend in West Allis for Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore. They had concerns about federal cuts and the current state of the Democratic Party.
Solidarity for the most part at this town hall in a solid Democratic congressional district when it comes to concerns about President Trump.
President Trump.
That's right.
I'm keeping it clean.
Gwen Shepherd, a retired major and Iraq War veteran, is worried about her VA.
The VA is our home. It's not just a hospital.
Yeah.
It is a place for healing.
She sees all the headlines about firings and job cuts at the VA and worries if funding will continue next year to help veterans exposed to toxic burn pits known as the PACT Act.
This PACT Act saves lives.
Democrats say the funding was not included in the recent bill to avoid a government shutdown. But Congresswoman Moore says it could be added back into the budget later this year.
Watch what they do, not what they say. Because they say they're going to bring back this money for the PATH Act, but that did not stop them from saying that they were going to fire 83,000 people from the VA.
Not everyone in the room is happy. At least one self-described proud leftist found some support pushing back on Democrats not getting the job done.
Over time, I am now disenfranchised with the Democratic Party.
Democrats in the Senate, including Chuck Schumer, have come under sharp criticism within the party by helping Republicans pass the spending bill that gave President Trump a victory to keep the government running until they can come up with a more permanent funding package.
Hey.
In the House, only one Democrat voted for the bill, and it wasn't Moore.
I worked very hard with my one vote. When I voted against this bill, I was prepared for the government to be shut down.
Hey, shut it down. That's what they said. Hey, look, I'm just watching. I don't talk when I say stuff. Y'all gonna notice that I say stuff way ahead of time. Like I'm a year and a half ahead of. I'm already working on my 2026, 2027. When I say stuff ahead of time and they start happening, I just sit back with the popcorn and watch it. Because I'm already working on my next year. This is already stuff I said that was going to take place. And it's taking place. So I'm sitting back watching it. And a lot of y'all quiet. You can hear Rat use the bathroom on Cotton. Y'all sitting back, y'all, you know, listening, y'all watching it. And like I said, I'm just telling y'all what it is. I'm just telling y'all what it is. I don't care if you like what I'm saying or not, but watch it come to pass. Watch what I say come to pass. And it's coming to pass. Everything that I told y'all on this show and y'all was calling with high blood pressure, it's coming to pass. And what's happening is it's the Democrats fighting each other. I'm playing audio of y'all or whoever y'all on the left is talking to y'all self. Hey, don't get mad at me. Go to the meeting. Work it out. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kerry Noni and Ben Jammin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
1017 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Ben Jammin.
It is amazing.
And Kerry Noni. Juice. Juice World in studio.
Yeah, I was giving it just to y'all.
Hey, what's happening in?
What's happening in?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening in? Real quick, I just wanted to ask you, do you eat ice?
If it's at the bottom of the cup after I'm done.
Is that a thing? Like, I was just asking Ben in the other room because I realized that I had a lot of ice in my cup, and I just start eating the ice, and I'm like, dang, people really be out here eating on ice, putting salt on and everything. Like, they'll flavor some ice.
Salt on the ice?
Bro, I've seen people flavor their ice.
Wait a minute. You talk about they put salt on the ice?
Yeah, like they'll put just flavor, just any type of seasoning in general.
No. So like you put Kool-Aid on the ice.
Yeah, you can put some Kool-Aid on
some
the
Lowry.
Ice. I've seen some people put pepper on some ice.
For real? Bro, how hungry are these people that you know?
Like, bro, and I don't know them, the ice, but you know, it's food. Social
well,
media,
well, we do eat
bro.
Flavored ice.
Do we?
Yeah, flavored ice slushies.
That's different, though,
it's
Tori.
Ice.
Yeah, it's ice, but it's at least chopped up. They broke it down. It ain't nothing where it's just a full, like, ice cube right there, and you didn't season the joint. Like,
Have you ever...
If you're starving, just say that.
Have you ever had a snow cone from real snow outside?
You tried it?
I haven't.
I wouldn't dare try it.
That's a thing. I'm not lying to you. The snow cones...
That's what I said. Because people who like to eat ice be low on iron, bro.
I mean, I don't do it. I just did it. I didn't think about it. Because it just was in the cup, and
you
I
are
just
low
start
on
eating
iron,
it.
And your body told you needed it, and that's why you started chewing it. See, I tell you all these parasites in your brain, they get to work.
Oh, wow.
Get to work it, and it can tell you exactly what your body needs.
Do parasites control iron?
I don't know.
Ben be but talking, bro. Yeah. Ben just be spitting anything that comes in his brain.
It ain't the parasites that tell you about things that your body truly needs, but it is your body's way of telling you that you do need certain things.
Okay, but again, I guess what I'm saying, if I didn't have that cup and I didn't have none to drink, I wouldn't have been eating
all
ice.
You would have found it another way.
Okay, and how? What are some other ways of getting some iron?
No, you might have actually went to go eat some beans. You know,
okay.
That's a good source of iron and magnesium. You might have actually went and just like, you know what, it's a nice day outside.
I don't think I'm bad on iron.
So you don't think that sometimes you don't think that, but your body just told all of us that. All right, you got cravings
did it
for
really?
Ice. But do you ever?
It
got
wasn't
cravings?
A craving.
Do you ever
it was
got cravings
was,
for ice?
It wasn't a craving. No, I never have cravings for ice.
So you decided to eat this ice today?
It was in my face, so I just decided to have the ice to finish what was in my cup because I didn't want to throw it out.
Set the opportunity up. All
right.
For you to actually eat this ice because you are lacking iron juice. Go and do your biological studies and then come back and holler at me. Have you ever taken anatomy classes? Your body's anatomy is going to try to make up for what it lacks, okay? And that's not even when we're talking about the idea of the diet that you may be on. We're talking about things that you may lack emotionally. We're talking about things that you may lack physically, all right? We're talking about the stresses that are inside of your body that your body has not yet alleviated itself away from yet, Juice. So if you don't do it, your body will find a way to consume that idea, consume that material, consume that product, and or expel it from the body. One way or another, Juice, the body is smart.
Got it.
It's been here for millions of years.
We got Curly Q in the chat. She says, I was going to say eating ice is usually an indication of low iron.
I really just don't be out here eating ice, y'all. Oh, wow. It was
you
just
ate it
in
today.
My cup.
You
it was
it
in my cup because I had some water and I just was like, let me finish the ice. I don't just be out here eating ice all the time.
If you got low iron, just say that.
Okay.
How you feeling? Is it hot or cold in this room to you right now?
I don't know.
Well, you ain't no temperature.
I'm fine. It's you room temperature. Can we move on?
What? Oh, yeah. 8239 says, oh, yeah, raw ice, eating it. Hell yeah. Eat them darn things right off the bae's belly button. And off other of the anatomy.
Oh, okay. So what he went
eating
on.
Eating ice said, off the body?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said.
Oh, yeah, he talking freaky talk.
Hey, ice right off his bae's belly button, which is probably pretty disgusting. I'm not going to lie.
The heck is that?
Some new hotkey. So that was new hotkey?
That's a wolf.
Okay. I thought it was a wolf. I said, what the heck?
It sounds like a wolf mixed with an ambulance.
That dog sounded sick, okay? But yeah, I wouldn't recommend eating no ice off of anybody's belly button. The belly button tends to be one of the most disgusting places that people don't even wash.
Let's see your belly button.
Y'all want to see my belly button? Call me.
We don't want to see your belly button.
I saw it.
We don't want to see your belly button.
You can see story.
I don't want to see the belly button.
We've been together for like 4 or 5 years now, bro. You can see my belly button.
Because you would go an extra step and try to pull the lint from out of the belly button.
And if there was something in there, but my belly button clean though. So most people don't even clean their belly buttons when they take a shower. You know
right. Because they may have an innie, yeah. And it may store a little.
Some people don't clean at all. They don't even use a washcloth.
So yeah, so,
they don't wash their legs. You remember that conversation a couple years ago?
White people don't wash their legs. They just hop in the shower, let it hit the top of their head and they out. Like, that's what they do. I don't know that for sure, though, but that's what I've heard, you know. I've heard a lot of things when it comes to how the white shower versus how the black shower. You know? For
You're
real.
You're terrible.
I'm serious, man. You know, somebody told
me. Can you racially profile a white person?
Yeah, you can.
For real?
We did it earlier today.
You think so?
He felt racially profiled.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. You really was profiling. I said, damn. But you know what was even funnier when I found out about the conversation?
It was a stereotype. I wouldn't say it was racial profiling.
No, it's racial profiling. Like, if you be like, hey, how do you cook your food? Do you season? Okay, now you profiling.
That's stereotyping.
But if you start to profile a gentleman, that's putting up a profile. That's putting together a profile for this person. So if they don't know how to cook, if they don't take a full shower.
So racial profiling and stereotyping is the same thing.
You use the stereotypes to racially profile.
Okay.
There you go. Look at that.
I'm black. I can't racially profile anybody.
Well, hey, you know, so it was interesting, though, because we were having these conversations, and ultimately we found out that white people actually racially profile each other. You know, like one white person said to the other white person, I will never eat your food. And they said, why? It was like, do you season? Like oh, another wow. white person asking them. So it's just like this is something amongst commonality amongst their own community as well.
They say a lot of high-end burger joints, they like Five Guys or something like that, they don't put seasoning on their burgers.
Stop playing.
They just put like cheese and then all the ingredients, but a lot of people claim that they don't taste like a seasoning.
In the Five Guys burger.
Well, on a different, a lot of different companies
don't have no taste.
Like fries? a lot of these different companies, they say you pay this a certain amount for the food, right? But you got to add your own seasoning on it, or you got to salt, pepper, whatever, ketchup or whatever. But they don't season the food.
You know what? You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I've ever really tasted a Five Guys burger, like the actual burger, the patty in there. Right. I don't think I've ever tasted. I think it's flavorless. I think it's just like you said.
You ever had one?
Oh yeah, I had a million times. Yeah. I like the bun. I like the lettuce. I like the onion. I like the tomato.
You know, I just don't remember. I've had Five Guys. They're good to me. A little expensive, a little pricey.
They definitely expensive.
But, I just have never.
You put salt on your burger?
They said this. And Five Guys, they put salt on the burger?
What race were they? I ain't never heard anybody just throw some salt on top of their burger.
I have. You haven't seen Salt Guy?
The Salt Bay.
Yeah, Salt Bay.
That's for steak.
Yeah, and that ain't where be seasoning.
Ain't that a burger? Well, I guess.
He's seasoning. Whatever Salt Bay do, that little razzle-dazzle, that's different. But if you just throwing salt on your burger, bro, that's trifling. You're really trying to raise the sodium. You know what I'm saying? It's already marinated in grease.
If I make food at home, we season it at the house. But if I'm going to pay $20 for something, they better have some type of seasoning on it. Mm. Something.
Mm-hmm. At least on the fries.
Yeah, because then I'm just buying... Just to eat.
Yeah.
I'm just hungry. And having no taste to it, I'm just eating it.
Yeah. I want something with some flavor. If I'm going to eat something unhealthy, let it be worthwhile.
Let it taste good.
Well, see, and even with that being said, that's why, like, if I was homeless, I would literally just go into a Five Guys and, like, I'd take they peanuts. You know, peanuts be free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the peanuts very
cheap. I don't think they would. They got the peanuts all around. I don't think they would let the homeless people do that.
You ever went into a Five Guys and see how many pounds of peanuts they got in there? They don't use all them things, bro.
No, I get it, but I'm saying, wouldn't they say that that's loitering?
Free protein.
Yeah, it's free protein, but like you got to be smart if you're going to be homeless.
You got to understand that the homeless, like people who are homeless aren't allowed into places.
I don't think that's true, bro.
Okay.
They can get in there for the first minute.
They be kicking them out here. I know that for sure.
Wait a minute. I noticed that Ben have a lot of free food hacks.
I do.
He got a couple of them that I don't say nothing about it.
Yeah, free food
hacks. But he go to certain places that give out certain things. And he'll go get it.
We just talked about on air today about the free samples at the food courts and the malls. Yeah, he said homeless people need to go get the samples at the mall.
People don't be
treating homeless people that nice.
Man, I'm telling you, look, unless you like really looking homeless, like you could clean yourself just a little bit. Just a little bit to be able to walk into a place.
How are they going to clean themselves?
Go to a gym and take a shower. They need a membership.
So you truly think homeless people have all of these resources that they could go to and they're just not using them? Or what do you think is really out here?
I'm not going to lie to you. There are resources out here that homeless people do
not
use.
But I'm saying that's why they kick them out of establishments, because they look homeless and they're like, no, you can't use our shower. You can't come in here and take our peanuts. You can't do this.
But that's my point, though. You got to play the part to be the part. So like there's a homeless gentleman in Racine. There's a homeless gentleman in Racine.
Specifically.
Right? Whatever. All I'm saying is, I don't even want to make this a full story. All I'm saying is, if you're homeless, my heart goes out to you, but figure out ways that you can eat for free. All right? And I know there's specific ways you can eat for free. Again, pull up to a Five Guys, just grab some peanuts. They finna throw them away anyway. They not finna give a damn if you take the peanuts off your hands. Okay?
Bro, you're going to get somebody in trouble listening to you.
I would personally go to a Walmart. I'd go to a Walmart and take a banana off the little...
So you steal.
Oh, wow.
So now you're stealing. Now you're telling the homeless people to steal.
Look, what are you talking about?
Just because they're hungry and homeless, you want them to steal and go to jail?
You think Walmart finna care about... Wow. Look, all I'm saying.
Please don't listen. Hey, homeless people, please don't listen to Ben. He is trying to set you up for failure.
He's trying to send them off.
He's like, hey, just walk into Planet Fitness and use the showers. Look, why not?
What do you got to lose?
a lot. Then they're in, now they're in jail.
And where they can eat for free and have room and board.
Oh, wow.
Talk to me.
Room
talk
and board. Where are they sleeping me. At?
In a cot, bro. What are you talking
in
about?
In a cot where?
They got places. They got places where yeah, where people sleep at,
you know,
in jail.
We
bro.
Gonna run the break before
you get the top book or the bottom book.
Continue to go down this rabbit hole. When we come back,
you see what I deal with every day, every morning.
Bro, you gotta be smart if you're gonna be homeless. That's all I'm saying.
Stealing a banana ain't back, smart.
We gonna have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kerry Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Benjamin.
It is amazing.
And Kerry Noni Juice.
I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
What else is going on out here in these pop culture
streets?
Streets.
Streets. I'm going to get it right next time.
Yeah, it's streets.
Pop culture streets.
Hey.
Okay. Well, I guess real quick we'll talk about Tracy Morgan.
You're trying to be my twin.
Everybody is talking about that. So if y'all have not been on social media and seen what took place on Instagram and all other social media places, Tracy Morgan had to be escorted out of the game in a wheelchair, the Knicks game last night. That he was vomiting all over the court side. He's in court side, dang near in the middle of the court. And he just starts upchucking, as they would like to say. And it was all over the place. Everybody took video of it. They're recording it. And it's kind of disgusting that it's all over social media at this point. But that sparked concerns. People are like, oh, my God, what's going on with Tracy Morgan? Is he okay? Because they said he was also throwing up blood and stuff like that. And so the Knicks game did have to be paused temporarily just so they could, like, clean up everything. Right. And he was wheeled off in a wheelchair. But as an update, Tracy Morgan did come to social media and explain kind of what happened. So he wrote, "Thank you all for your concern. I'm doing okay now. And doctors say it was food poisoning." So that's what he said he had was food poisoning.
Really?
He said, "I appreciate my MSG family for taking such good care of me. And I need to shout out the crew that had to clean it up. I appreciate you." So that's what he's saying. And then he tried to put a joke at the end. He said, "More importantly, the Knicks are now 1-0 when I throw up on the court, so maybe I'll have to break it out again in the playoffs."
Oh, wow. Knicks.
That's a way to make light of the situation.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey.
You think it was food poisoning for real?
I mean, if it was food poisoning, Strofe probably made it.
I've had had food poisoning before, and I'm not gonna lie to you, it is the worst feeling ever. Terrible. Like, you throwing up everything. Yeah. Everything. Even if you don't have nothing inside of you.
Stomach flu is the worst.
I had food poisoning. I had went to this black business that was inside the Milwaukee Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And they was cooking hamburgers, and I felt like, you know what, let me go and support this black. Oh my God. I threw up. I was so sick for 3 days. I thought I knew she knew something wasn't right, because when I asked for the burger, I ordered like the most expensive burger. Like, and she knew, she gave me this look, and I wasn't thinking about it at the
time. But she passed it off to you, or?
She just kind of looked at me like,
"Are you sure about that?"
She just kind of looked at me like,
"You got lawyers, you gonna sue."
Nah, she just kind of gave me a look like, okay.
Like, did she know it was going to give you food poisoning?
She probably knew that it was spoiled because they probably wasn't selling that much.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of...
She should have not gave it to you.
Nah, but
she
should have not gave it to me. Yeah.
She shouldn't have. And that's... And I almost...
A lawsuit.
I almost went back and got him. But I was like, you know what?
It's a black business.
I'm just going to leave it alone.
I just feel like it's really embarrassing, you know, to throw up in front of everybody. And now everybody's making rumors about you. Like some people said, oh, he was just drunk. Other people brought up the accident that he had like some years back saying like, man, he hasn't been right since that accident. But I mean, he's saying it was food poisoning, but that still doesn't take away the embarrassment factor. I mean, like I was embarrassed for him. I had secondhand embarrassment.
Well really the it's one thing for you to be like, hey, I'm embarrassed. But like, is he embarrassed? Because if you don't feel embarrassed, then the embarrassment ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
In the moment, I'm saying before he speaks out about it, definitely felt secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, that means that's firsthand because they don't seem embarrassed at all.
And people going to remember this, and they'll probably bring this up to him for the rest of his career. So dude, it's like,
do they still allow him to sit in the front?
You know, all the jokes that's going to come from this? I don't know. Maybe he's acting SNL, as if he is okay with it because he's a comedian and he kind of has to. But he could really be upset and embarrassed that it happened.
But do food poisoning cause your nose to bleed?
Hey.
Good question. If you got the other stuff.
Maybe if you're throwing up real bad and it messes up something in your sinuses.
I mean, honestly, look, him throwing up on the court isn't as bad as what could have happened. Like it went up through his mouth, but it could have came out his butt. Like, what if he would have diarrhea'd everywhere? Then I'd be embarrassed.
Oh wow,
I'd be very embarrassed.
Why? But we really don't know if embarrassed by it.
That's true. That's true. I mean, because you know, I've thrown up before where I was throwing up and pooping at the same time.
Oh wow.
So you know, he was coming
out of both.
Yeah, coming out of both ends. Man. Oh wow, it was crazy. You know, but at the same time, that could have been Tracy Morgan's fate. So, you know.
Some women get embarrassed when they have a baby and they poop.
Like, all right there while they do it?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I'd be embarrassed, too.
I wouldn't. Hey, I'm having a baby. Well, y'all better mind your business. But y'all clean it up.
So sometimes y'all get cut from the front to the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, both holes attach. So, I'd be upset then.
Yeah, but some people, they push a little bit too hard. Other things come out.
What do you think you're going to do?
Who knows? That's for God to know.
Yep. They did clean it up.
I can see you pooping on yourself while you are.
And why do you see that happening, Ben?
I can see it, man. You are actually, you're a crappy individual.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You going to take a poop after that? I should just eat.
Banned on the internet says, I had food poisoning and I threw up a lot, but never blood. But he's older, so maybe it's possible for him. They were saying he be on them drugs, though.
Yeah, the way that dude just wrote that sounded like he wrote that while he was on the toilet. All right.
I mean, some people get nosebleeds easily, too.
That's true. Well, I agree with that.
You ever had a nosebleed?
Yep, when I was in a very moldy area.
Oh.
Well, look, thank y'all for that pop culture report. Ben, Jamin, and Kerry.
It is amazing.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.